mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of law doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
It's October 15th, the greatest day ever. On the 15th of October, 1860, 11-year-old Grace Bedell writes a letter to Abraham Lincoln asking him to grow a beard, turning the future president into America's first hipster.
47 years ago, boy, I could really go for an artisanal kale smoothie right now. Hey, check out this oversized top hat I bought at a thrift store. It's so ironic.
Have a great October 15th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Let's take a second to remember, Lincoln.
That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump is touring storm-ravaged areas of the Florida Panhandle and Georgia by air today. He first viewed damage in Florida.
I've seen pictures, but it's hard to believe when you're above it in a plane and to see the total devastation. You see no houses left. Not even the pads are left. It's incredible.
Last week's storm is blamed on at least 19 deaths. Sears is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The 132-year-old company announcing today it will begin liquidation sales and close another 142 stores before the end of the year as it works to continue operations. The retailer saying thousands of jobs will also be cut during the reorganization. Stocks closing lower today. All three major U.S. indexes in negative territory. The Dow falling 89, the S&P losing 16, with the NASDAQ 66 points lower. This is Fox News.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Halloween Candy Bar Shrinker.
Mr. Halloween Candy Bar Shrinker.
Only you can make a Milky Way bar so small trick-or-treaters can't identify them without an electron microscope.
Saving you a buck now.
Your Snickers bars are so small they don't have to be eaten. They can be absorbed through pores in the skin.
Got an evil shrink machine now.
You've created a whole new Halloween costume. The cheapskate who should have left his porch light off and saved everyone a trip up the sidewalk.
Have some tiny candy.
So go ahead. Keep shrinking your Halloween candy until it can be dispersed through an aerosol spray can, because every ounce of nougat you save equals one more roll of toilet paper in your trees.
Mr. Halloween Candy Bar Shrinker.
And giving birth to the term fun size. Fun size, though, to me is like, I want a 3-foot Snicker bar. That's fun.
Yeah.
A tiny little thing. Although we did apply that name to our friend Frances Jane. Fun size Jane. Because she's petite. Therefore, I am. It's 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. I really have absolutely no sense for direction today at all. There's nothing jumping off that other than this Elizabeth Warren silliness. There's the headline on Fox right now. DNA test shows Elizabeth Warren could be 1,024th Native American. That's not Native American. That's not even a close call.
I don't really care. Is that the gene that makes her want crap policies, or is it some other gene?
I don't think it's that gene.
I don't think it is.
I think that comes from somewhere else.
Maybe her choices.
You know, it makes you wonder. you know, Massachusetts, all this fuss over Kavanaugh, the same state that sent Ted Kennedy back to the Senate 6-7 times with a, he never was charged for it because he kind of knew people, but, and he lost his best friend over it. His best friend never spoke to him again when he made the decision to not resign after drowning Mary Jo Kopechne. His friends, you got to do this. It's the right thing to do. It's not like you're going to be broke. You need to own this. And he didn't. And we were stuck with him assuaging his guilty conscience on the rest of us for the balance of his life. That was not a good deal for us. Anyway, in case you missed the earlier mention, another story that's interesting is that the American Bar Association is no longer interested in changing or further investigating Brett Kavanaugh's status as a solid addition to the Supreme Court. They've been under pressure. You know, they put it everywhere they can. They just keep, they never, ever give up. They're like a little kid that's going to get the candy bar eventually. They just try every relative they can, every way they can, every manipulation they can, and none of it works. And the media, well, can you imagine? Well, let me play this clip from Melania on ABC.
Okay.
It is not concern and focus of mine. I'm a mother and a first lady, and I have much more important things to think about and to do. I know people like to speculate and media like to speculate about our marriage. It's not always pleasant, of course. But I know what is right and what is wrong and what is true and not true.
You mentioned you still have a good marriage. Do you love your husband?
Yes, we are fine. Yes. It's what media speculate and it's gossip. It's not always correct stuff.
I love Russian accent, too. By the way, do you recall anybody ever asking our former First Lady, Michelle Obama, do you love your husband?
Good Lord. How about Hillary Clinton?
She's at it again. Why doesn't she go away? It's been 2 years, Hillary. 2 years. And you're still blaming this and blaming that. Everybody but your frickin' fat ass self. They just cannot accept that their whole master plan didn't go. And when the hell are we going to start seeing some consequences from that? There's certainly enough evidence. Have you heard anything from Mueller lately? No. No. And Rodent Face Rod, what's he up to? Something's going to break here.
Something.
Maybe a little bit closer to Election Day. I just have a feeling there is going to be a big story coming relative to all of that basically sedition that was going on in the upper levels of the DOJ and FBI. I think there are people right now cutting deals to keep their asses out of jail to nail somebody else. But I'm just a hawk show toast. I have no special insights on that. Red Top.
Hey, guys. It's amazing what a classless SOB this interviewer was. What was with Melania Trump? That's just no class at all.
No, they have an agenda, and they observe different rules. Nobody would have ever asked a question of that, like of the perfect first couple.
Your husband. Barack was scared of his wife anyway.
I would have been,
And I would be too. And as far as
the look she gave him, and that they were down at the great civil rights, Mandela's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should be a solemn occasion. And he's looking at the lady from Denmark, and she's looking at him like, I'm going to whoop your ass when we get home tonight. It's great.
And she probably did. But this goes, this Elizabeth Warren stuff, and let's look at the Democrats and the Republicans in general. Neither one of them have anything to offer. Donald Trump is the only person who has any ideas in this country. The Republicans don't even have enough ideas to campaign for themselves.
Right.
So
They got a lot to sell.
The fact that they're talking about Elizabeth Warren is not surprising because nobody has any ideas but Donald Trump.
Well, that's the thing. You know, the only thing they have to sell is hatred of Donald Trump. And I really don't know that you would think the way the media covers it, that everybody hates Donald Trump. But I see today he's got a 51% approval. Obama didn't have that at the same point in his presidency. And you know that because we put 63 Republican congressmen in his first midterm.
Oh, yeah. I think the midterm is going to be a rude awakening.
Yeah. So, that doesn't mean they'll shut up. It just means they're going to get uglier.
Oh, yeah, they are. And they're already so damn ugly, I can't stand to look at them. So, thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Red Top. J.D.?
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi.
I've got a fact check question for Joey there, because I know Joey checks a lot of the facts. I know earlier you said about nobody ever asked Michelle Obama that about her husband, but is that really what it was, or did nobody ask Barack that about his husband? I mean, did we ever confirm that she was a she?
Well, there was that one photo, but I wouldn't call that evidence.
There was a lot of rumors flying around. In all seriousness, like,
just to be fair, there are I've read stories. There's a lot of people that worked on these concepts during their 8 years, eight long miserable years in the White House. There were people that wanted DNA tests on the kids because there's no pictures of them. They just had this wonderful relationship and had two kids, and there's like no photographic evidence.
Very little. I take pictures of my daughter all the time.
Well, you know, politicians generally do. It's like Gil Fulbright, you know, he lets you know his, what does he call his wife? We should play it so we can remember.
Yeah.
Here I am pointing at things and looking at senior citizens like they're loathsome people.
Pointless.
Like I said,
we're loathsome.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, whatever. Who knows? I don't think we'll ever know the truth about that man. His origin.
I mean, like I say, it wasn't trying to be a comical question. I mean, it was just a serious question. I heard a lot of rumors back when. I never thought much about it, but you know, with all this stuff that, for some reason, a lot of his history is just tucked back. Her history is tucked back. They keep a lot of their stuff very, very, very private. And they're very good at it, considering, you know, everybody's being exploited right now.
The DNA, I mean, the Democrats are going back to, and Red Top, thank you for the call. We're going back to high school yearbooks. They wouldn't even bother to look to see how he put himself through school. Who paid for it? Was it a student loan? Did he have a sponsor? Did he apply for foreign aid as a foreign citizen? Nobody looked into that because they didn't want to. They didn't want you to know. Believe me, when you look at them, when they want to dig back and find something, they've got all the energy in the world. But not so much when it comes to their favorite people. That was the biggest smoke and mirrors operation I've ever seen in my life. And that's all it was, smoke and mirrors. You didn't hear anything back because they always had a cover story. It is 4:15. If you're in a fender bender and your car needs to be fixed, whether it's a lot of damage or just basically cosmetic, things can happen. What's important is after you've dealt with police reports and insurance adjusters, you want the best possible outcome for the repair of your vehicle, and that's why Montgomery Paint and Body is the choice on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. It's people that make the difference. And with Montgomery Paint and Body, the Turner family, it's their business for 30 years. And their standards are almost impossibly high. And they not only hire talented people, but people that share their devotion to the most perfect outcome possible. That's why when people go to get their cars after they've been in the custody of Montgomery Paint and Body, give you that jaw-dropping look of amazement because their car has not looked that good since the day they bought it, new, pre-owned, or otherwise. So that's what you get at Montgomery Paint and Body. Why would you go anywhere else and embrace that Turner family standard of excellence? 27REC with a W is the number. 27REC with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, let's see if anybody needs them.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No gigantic hang-ups to worry about this afternoon. So far, so good with that. Just some stop-and-go stuff around the boulevard and in the downtown area on Madison. Otherwise, everything looks really good, especially the interstate systems. They're all clear. Don't settle for less. Get a certified pre-owned Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. Great savings, great vehicles. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has placed a moratorium on early paroles following concerns that the state parole board had freed violent offenders. Ivey announced the action in a press conference today with Attorney General Steve Marshall. A teenager has been identified as the victim of Montgomery's latest homicide. Police say 17-year-old Jadavian Smith was shot and killed near the intersection of South Holt Street and West Jeff Davis Avenue Saturday night. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No arrests have been made. A man convicted of killing 4 children by throwing them from an Alabama bridge has had his death sentence reduced to life imprisonment after tests showed he had an IQ of 51. A judge granted a request from prosecutors and defense lawyers to change Lam Lung's sentence to life imprisonment without parole. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some weather changes on the way as a frontal system moves into the state. That gives us a slight chance of showers in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 69. Tomorrow, scattered showers possible from time to time. A sun and cloud mix. I think there'll be more clouds than sun. And a high temperature probably in the middle 80s again tomorrow. Not as warm Wednesday with a high around 77. Slight chance of showers Wednesday. Then a nice day Thursday with sunshine and a high temperature in the upper 70s and lower humidity. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
What's my story? I just got my first auto loan from Max. They are unlike any financial institution you'll ever deal with. Mostly because of people like Miss Sarah.
He was so proud he must have saved 3 years to buy that thing.
I saved for 3 years, but Max helped make it happen.
Well, buying a car is a big decision. It's personal. So when someone like Justin needs a loan consultant, I take that very personally.
Everybody at Max was great. I had a ton of questions about my loan.
Oh, he asked a lot of questions, all right.
Max gave me lots of options, and Miss Sarah helped explain every detail. Now I know I can trust her with anything.
And when he drove that thing up here to show me, I felt like I was the one with a new big block V8 7th generation square body pickup with 33-inch mud grip tires and a 6-inch lift kit.
Thanks, Max, for being an amazing financial institution. And thank you for Miss Sarah.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had 2 listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Hey y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. If you hadn't ever been down here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65 at North Boulevard. Take that first exit off North Boulevard is Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road and you'll find us. We're sitting on the river. We got a pretty little marina down here. You can launch a boat or you can also rent a pontoon boat. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card, and we can fix you up and enjoy this beautiful weather and beautiful Alabama River. And every Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we bring some fine entertainment passing through Montgomery and stopping by the Capital Oyster Bar. And this Sunday, it's Mr. Albert Cummins bringing his band to town. We're excited. This blues guitarist, oh, man, this is good stuff. If you haven't ever seen Albert, you can check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. You can also see a menu and all the information you need. So y'all think about getting some good food in your belly, enjoying some good fine music and beautiful Alabama rivers. You get down here hungry and come soon.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip A. Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, by the way, Dominic, Sumter movie opens today, right? And I think it closes today, too. This is our roll call song.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
He's a tool.
If you wanna be with me.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Go back to Isis.
You gotta have
Yay
something.
Fun.
If you wanna be with me.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Potion.
crazy and it's not you.
I suck at this job.
If I should even give that one a score.
Why?
I felt like there were parts there where there were... What was that with the sound effects at one point? Where it was like...
Oh. All right, so I missed by one.
I'll give you a 9.7.
I'll take it. It's been a week.
It's been a while, too. Like, you got to get back. Because you've been doing these irregularly.
I know.
So I think you're out of practice. And you need to get back on that horse. Start doing regular... roll calls, then you can get back into the 10 territory.
What are we going to do now?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're not sure. We don't know what we're doing today, but what's new about that?
Human feces on San Francisco streets.
I've had that out. There's a list out, by the way, I had it here somewhere, of the top 10 cities where you're likely to run into poop.
Okay.
On the sidewalk or in public places. Chicago made the list. So did New York. I can't remember the rest. But San Francisco, number one. If I find it, we'll count it down later because I know everybody's dying to hear that.
Human feces.
You know what's kind of weird is that it seems like for a good while there, we had a level of daily angst hanging over our heads that was palpable. And it sort of consumed all the energy and potential topics in talk radio. The last one was Kavanaugh. And I just hope that what people saw and experienced, it seems to be driving the numbers. I got to pull up my buddy DB Daily update and get him on the air again one of these days. He wrote a nice tweet about us, by the way, like being on the show.
Oh, nice.
He's got kind of a potpourri of things in today's column. David Blackman is his name, dbdailyupdate.com. I urge you to benchmark it. He has a new blog every day, and it's all based on facts. And the guy is cool. Because I come in here, and I get, you know, I'm pulling my hair out over this and that, and this story and that story. And he said, you know, it's like he did a great piece on Beto O'Rourke in Texas.
Yeah.
In fact, he nicknamed himself Beto, David Beto Blackman. Hey, maybe it'll work for me. This guy, you know what the Democrats are pissed off about? He's raised this enormous amount of money, a lot of it coming from rich donors in Hollywood who want to see somebody beat a Republican, especially one they despise like Ted Cruz. Even my baseball show, High Heat, which I watch every day because I love Christopher Russo. He's crazy. And he gets like me. You know, he goes on these rants and it's fun. And one day they were doing a trivia, during the winter they do this trivia bit every week, and this, you could just tell, this guy, you don't even need to, you just look at him, you know he is a flaming liberal, not Russo. And they did a trivia question based on Cruz, and somebody had put a picture of Ted and a ball player, I think it was Jose Cruz, and at the end he said, get that other one off, man, I don't want to look at that. You know, it's like, really? Smug piece of crap. They just don't understand. We really don't care. We really don't care. Did I do the story on the NFL arrest being down?
No, you didn't.
Only 30 felonies this year.
And that's this not calendar. Bad.
That's excellent for them. It's better than it was 12 years ago, too. Is it a felony to put googly eyes on a Revolutionary War hero statue?
I saw that. If I was running that particular town, I would have quietly just removed them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they made a big hubbub about it.
Yeah, which probably pleased the vandals.
Yeah.
Their little jollies, right?
Well, and I've got a feeling more googly eyes will find their ways on more statues.
If somehow this happened in Savannah, Georgia, wonder how that's going to work out in Georgia if that if they're going to put that Democrat in the governor's mansion.
I don't know. Maybe.
It could be a serious crime if somehow the googly eyes... Are those the ones that hang out on the springs, like a slinky?
They can. But it can also just be, you know, adhesive with no spring. And I think that's the type that we're on this particular statute. No spring, just the googly.
They could be charged with a felony, criminal damage to property, $500 fine for putting googly eyes on a statue of one of our great Revolutionary War heroes, Nat Green.
How dare those vandals?
Awful. Just awful.
It's kind of funny, actually.
In politics elsewhere, from the Gil Fulbright Department, we have Deborah Reno. She's running for city council in Evanston, Wyoming. But she might have to drop out of the race now that her secret identity has been discovered. She has a side job where she does online strip teases under the name Misty Crockett. So you can visit Misty online, I guess. I don't know what address, but somehow somebody said, hey, isn't she running for city council? Of course, nobody asked the guy that brought this up, what were you doing on that website? Now that the information is out, she says she's been doing it for about a year, and it was an interesting experience, but an error in judgment. And if you want to run for public office, probably not a good idea.
Or you should be open about it from the get-go.
Yeah. I mean, that would be refreshing. Hey, by the way, I really like sex, and I have this part-time job where I do what men tell me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or women, I guess, too, right? Here is Sean.
Hey, that's a crazy story to follow, but I was just wanting to say that if there's a list of your listeners that are in favor of the roll call song, please add my name to the list, because I'm a longtime listener from the very beginning. I wasn't able to call in a couple weeks ago when y'all were doing tributes and stuff to you know, your years of service to our community with this radio program, but definitely, like, that roll call song really just defines the show for my wife and I. Just, I mean we've been listening for well over 10 years, and it's so much fun to listen to.
Well, I really appreciate the feedback.
For what it's worth.
Joey, you agree with
that? I do agree with Sean.
Good. Then we'll agree.
You're the one who's been slacking on it.
I've been slacking off. All right. Sean, do you want to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot?
I would love to. Baumhauer's is amazing.
And the month and date of birth?
August 19th.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. I just, you know, I appreciate calls like that. Because they give me some direction. Yeah, I can't read people's minds. I'm just not good at that, you know? So,
thank you.
That helped me enormously. Fox Business will be coming up, and we'll talk to Brant just after 5. So, the market ended in the red today? I hate to hear that. Oh, geez. It was up. It was green almost all day.
Yeah.
Because I checked on it. That was only down 89 points. It wasn't a catastrophe. I just like seeing green. That's all. Coming up, we'll tell you about a website that will let you pay 99 cents to find out who else paid 99 cents. I will make sense out of that for you in a moment. Two women who are devoted to the cause of representing men and seeing they get a fair shake in court during a divorce are Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Their website is divorceformenalabama.com. Now, maybe you know a guy who's anticipating a divorce or has been served and seems paralyzed by it. It is a very paralyzing event. I mean, this is something that's not just I got to deal with this. If it was just that simple, it's a major life change. The individual who's going through it, I'm really on both sides, needs to focus on themselves and coming out at the end of the proceedings, you know, mentally, physically, and spiritually whole, because it is a significant life change. In the meantime, let two experienced women be your advocates in a court of law and putting together an agreement that you can live with. See, that's really, really important. You got to pay attention to this stuff because I had a lawyer that everything's fine. And then I get this agreement based on a salary I had never earned again for the rest of my career. But I never asked to change it. And I did pay every dime. But it just took a little bit of time. That's what I'm talking about. You know, things can change. I could never, when that agreement was put together, I could have never anticipated how the radio business was going to change. I thought it was going to be that way forever. It didn't even make it past 2 years from when that agreement was signed. So get good representation. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson have a wall full of testimonials on their website, divorcefromenalabama.com, or if you'd like to make an appointment for a consultation, call 819-4810. 819-4810 for Delkin Tomlinson Attorneys at Law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Randall, we only got a few seconds here. What's up?
Oh, hey, I just want to follow up and rub your back about the roll call song.
No.
But I do got one question about it. I mean, did you, because when it says, you don't have nothing to do with me, is this the first time you ever used boobies in the roll call song?
No. No, I didn't use it before.
Had I missed that? I had never heard that before, and I don't know why I missed that before.
Boobies.
But anyway, I love it. Yeah, please keep doing it. It makes us think more. It makes us sharper. You know, it helps. It keeps the evening off. Love you, bro.
I appreciate it, Randall. Thank you very much for the input, 437.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic careful over in the 2000 block of Air Base Boulevard. Have a fender bender over there. Police are on the scene getting that all worked out. Everything else looks fairly decent. Not seeing anything on 85 right now. 65 is all clear. Atlanta Highway looks good until you get into the downtown area. Madison is a little bit crowded up down around the Capitol. Your pet means the world to you. Keep them safe with a customized fencing plan, both for indoors and outdoors from Invisible Fence. Call Vicki and Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stu Advance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A teenager has been identified as the victim of Montgomery's latest homicide. Police say 17-year-old Jadavian Smith was shot and killed near the intersection of South Holt Street and West Jeff Davis Avenue Saturday night. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No arrests have been made. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has placed a moratorium on early paroles following concerns that the state parole board had freed violent offenders. Ivey announced the action in a press conference today with Attorney General Steve Marshall. A man convicted of killing four children by throwing them from an Alabama bridge has had his death sentence reduced to life imprisonment after tests showed he had an IQ of 51. A judge granted a request from prosecutors and defense lawyers to change Lam Lung's sentence to life imprisonment without parole. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some weather changes on the way as a frontal system moves into the state. That gives us a slight chance of showers in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 69. Tomorrow, scattered showers possible from time to time. A sun and cloud mix. I think there'll be more clouds than sun. And a high temperature probably in the middle 80s again tomorrow. Not as warm Wednesday with a high around 77. Slight chance of showers Wednesday. Then a nice day Thursday with sunshine and a high temperature in the upper 70s and lower humidity. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From the Fall.
Fox Business Network. Another choppy session on Wall Street with the major averages ending in the red. Among the decliners today, tech companies, while industrial and high dividend companies were among the gainers. The Dow closing down 89 points, NASDAQ down 66, S&P 500 down 16. And United Parcel Service opening its second largest U.S. ground package processing facility in Atlanta. This as the delivery company looks to boost capacity when more people are shopping online. The new site will process roughly 1,000 parcels per hour using more efficient technologies and create around 3,000 new jobs. And despite a strong economy, American shoppers curbing their spending at restaurants, department stores, and gas stations in September, resulting in the second straight month of weak retail spending. The Commerce Department reports that consumer spending declined 0.1%, which was much less than analysts expected. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They helped with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery Fairview location, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Ooh, looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
A couple of other odds and ends I noticed over the weekend. And by the way, welcome back to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. ABC executives are now second-guessing their decision to fire Roseanne Barr.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And now they're terrified that nobody's going to watch The Conners. So I'll make a prediction. The Conners will get a good tune in the first week just out of morbid curiosity, and that'll be it. It'll tank, and quickly. I just find that amazing. All of a sudden, you see, because we have become a knee-jerk society. Somebody says something or does something that's PC, incorrect, and you got to fire them, you got to destroy their life. Two executives who spoke on the condition of anonymity told the Daily Mail that firing Barr was a knee-jerk reaction by the ABC president admitted that temporarily suspending her might have been a wiser decision. Yeah, no kidding. It would have been a wiser decision. Yeah, and that was in last year's TV season, that was the third highest rated show. And they picked it up with both hands and threw the baby out with the bathwater. And now they're, well, how about the, you know, they're so worried.
I don't get it. Like that hands-on model. I really don't get why executives don't just get the hell out of the way. Like, you should look at the bottom line. Like, no, this is really how Netflix does it. Like, are you good at what you do? Like, have you proven yourself in other ways? Okay. Here, work with this team, and we'll stay out of the way.
Mm.
Especially with, like, stand-up comedy. Wait, you're a good stand-up comic? Okay, produce your special. You can contact these folks to help produce it.
I don't know if it's connected, but I think Netflix stepped in it bigly when they gave $25 million to the Obamas for what? Propaganda? That pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying no. I don't know if anybody listening saw First Man at the theater over the weekend, but a lot of people didn't see it. It came in third, and I have a feeling, based on the everlasting popularity of Apollo 13, which was a hit movie about a failure that ended successfully, I was eager to see that movie. I will not go. I won't. At some point, you have to decide whether you're going to underwrite these a-holes that are constantly degrading us and putting us down and, you know, flyover country. They don't know. We're your betters. We live in mountains.
I guess what I was getting at, there's a old Frank Zappa clip floating around the internet where he's talking. It's an interview.
Yeah.
And Zappa's saying, yeah, when I was first coming up, the executives really weren't, like, hip.
Yeah.
They were great money guys, great entrepreneurs, but they didn't really know. They're just kind of seeing, throw against the wall, see what sticks. So they give money, and they're like, that's a crazy record. That's a crazy album. I don't know if it's any good, but let's put it out. Oh, it made a lot of money. Let's just keep doing crazy stuff.
Mm.
Then other people try to recreate it, so they hire the hip new kid as the executive. And instead of being hands-off and just seeing whatever works, he's got his hands in everybody's pie. And it ends up being stinker after stinker. I think sometimes the boardroom can be too heavy-handed in how they are trying to cull and bring together talent and good products. And it's showing on TV. Like, why, after one tweet, should Roseanne be fired? Do you not see her past behavior for the last 5 years? On Twitter in particular. It just seems stupid. Like, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. Or creative doesn't know what the board wants.
Well, they ended up enraging, I think, more, and did it. The only people that enjoyed that termination were the same crowd that's beating up people in the streets and saying ugly stuff. And Baldwin today, we got to overthrow the government. He's got a 51% approval, Jackoff. I mean, why do you think most people are unhappy? Do you really believe that? Maybe in your little special universe where you get away with saying racist things. And being an a-hole in public, and there's a long list.
And he's just being dramatic. He doesn't actually mean overthrow. He means let's win an election.
Well, we did that, but we didn't have to beat people over the head to see the light. They saw it. And it took less than 2 years. Problem is, we kind of sat back and went into cruise control. And now, this November, to me, is very much the equivalent of November of 2010. Except then we had more to gain. Now we're trying to hang on. The Democrats have nothing to sell. Nothing. Nothing. All they have is appeal to people who have been sucked into this Trump hatred. I just don't understand it. Look, I never watched Apprentice. I'm always impressed with somebody who's built an empire. Always give them credit for that. And, you know, the whole thing, you fired, you know, that became a dog whistle, you know, on morning radio shows and all over the country, yada, yada. And, of course, everybody laughed when he said, oh, I'm going to run for president. Now the country has a boss. Has a boss who's kind of looking out for all of us. And nobody but Donald Trump could have accomplished what Donald Trump is doing. That's the thing that becomes clearer by the day. I don't believe anybody would have beaten Hillary except for him. Not Ted Cruz. How's Glenn Beck doing these days with his Cheeto face? That worked out real well for him, didn't it? What an idiot. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and his blaze, his crumbling braid. Because when he did that, Glenn Beck doesn't even understand. That's a good way when you tell half of your constituents that they're stupid and wrong, they tend to not listen to you anymore. Bo Hope!
Good afternoon. You know, I'm old enough to where I remember when Glenn Beck was cool. But what I was calling to make a comment on what you just said about, you know, we went into autopilot or cruise control, I think is what you called it.
Mm.
And one thing I've learned in the 37 years that I've been here is that we can never afford just to, this will never be over. We can't afford to go into cruise control ever.
Correct.
As long as us are ever alive, anybody that's passionate about anything, you can't just stop because it's never going to end. There's always going to be that bubbling up, and you just can't take what we have now for granted.
They never take their foot off the accelerator. We do.
And we don't need to.
So insanely devoted to such a destructive ideology, I can't figure out. But
I think it's a mental illness. And I'm not saying that to be ugly.
No, it is. No, you couldn't have put it better. That's what liberalism is. At first, it seemed like a cutesy title for the book that Savage wrote, but he is absolutely right. And you know what the principal component of the mental illness is? Irrational anger.
Yes.
And instead of directing the anger in an appropriate way at the proper target, they take it out the way we've seen it taken out, and it's not working.
Exactly. That's all I wanted to say. I hope you all have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. Let's talk to Bob.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Joey.
Hi.
Hey, I was wondering, do you think that Michelle is going to run for president?
I don't think so.
It's curious to me, Eric Holder come out with all of his...
She's not qualified to be...
Maxine Waters type of stuff. And then she comes out and acts like the great peacemaker, like... that's not the right way to go. We should be more conciliatory. There's no conciliatory in her portfolio.
No.
This kind of seems to me like she's testing the waters to see if she has that possibility of running for president.
See, they're looking at Trump like he's some kind of a novelty. Like he did not have the chops or experience to run a country. And he does. He's run a pretty big business empire and bet his own money on success. So he's taken a businessman's approach to the business of this country, and so far so good. Michelle Obama has no background at what? Pulling sweet potatoes out of the White House garden. If Obama was an empty suit, she's an empty skirt.
Yeah, even more so.
More so, yes.
She's more diabolical, though.
They got nobody. In fact, I got to run. Thanks for the call, Bob. The leading poll getter is the village idiot of Delaware, Joe Biden. Really? What is he, 115? And these others that have been propped up as potential stars for the party, forget it. Alexia Cortez Picasso is not going to forget it. It just ain't happening. At Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, Tip Tames is a name that's been made famous by Mr. Dan Morris. And because I felt like I knew Tip before I actually met him, when Roz and I needed a car for her son, we went to see him. And we had a budget in mind, and I'll never forget, Tip said, we got just the car for you. It just came in. We haven't even put it on the website yet. And it was a 2007 Saturn with 41,000 original miles. Excellent condition. Paint job, interior, all of it. And it wound up being $1,200 under budget for us. So we were quite pleased. And he's still driving that car. Donnie Turner had to touch it up once, but that's okay. And then... she always wanted a Nissan Juke, and guess what they had? So we wound up driving off with two cars, got a nice trade-in and a great price. And then finally, Donnie Turner said, this hybrid is going to be losing value quickly. You ought to go over and see Tip and get yourself something different. I said, well, I've kind of been wanting an SUV. And I said to Tip, I need you to lower my payment, no cash out of pocket. I need this amount for a trade-in. And that's what I got. He lowered my payment by $150 a month. And I got a 2018. It had 2,000 miles on it, so I didn't have to pay the depreciation. Great deal for the Boodles and for Jack Ingram. And they've got a whole bunch of great options in that under 10 category, under 10,000. There's a Mercedes C-Class in there, an Infiniti I-35, sedans by Nissan, a Mini Cooper Countryman base, and more. All under 10 at Jack Ingram signature used cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. All right, Robert, we're going to get you on before the break. What's up?
Hi, Greg. How are y'all doing? Hey, listen. 2 years ago, I asked Joey to ask Brant McDonald if he would ever consider running for president. Mm-hmm. And Brant's answer was, you never can tell. Well, 2 years later, if you don't mind, ask him what he thinks about that again when you talk to him today, please, sir. Because sure. I'd be interested to know.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk to him. In fact,
all right, thank you.
Very shortly. That's what we will do.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Yeah. Good. 457.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Hey, want to celebrate Halloween early with Aaron's? This weekend, treat yourself to no payments until November when you start leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances from top brands like Philips, LG, Samsung, and more. That's spooktacular. And with no credit needed and free delivery and setup from October 12th to 15th, come in store or go online. Celebrate Halloween early and treat yourself to no payments until November. Only at Aaron's. At participating Aaron's stores, transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.